With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hamas freed the first two of six Israeli hostages due to be freed today under the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. BBC correspondent Mark Lowen was in Rafah when the pair was released.
Cheers went up from here in Hostages Square when we saw those first two hostages, Tal Shoham and Avera Mengistu, being taken out of vehicles by Hamas, taken up on stage to sign paperwork and then being handed over to the Red Cross.
Red Cross vehicles have returned for a further release of more Israeli hostages. A crowd of hundreds of Palestinians gathered in the town in preparation for the continued handover. Latest hostage release to be followed by the freeing of hundreds of Palestinians imprisoned by Israel is going ahead after tensions mounted over a heart-wrenching dispute triggered this week when Hamas initially handed over the wrong body for Shiri Habibas, an Israeli mother of two young boys. Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department has filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order that calls for banning transgender troops from serving in the military. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more details.
The complaint filed by Attorney General Pam Bondi's chief of staff accuses U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exercise during an exchange about discrimination. It's seeking an investigation saying appropriate action should be taken to ensure that future hearings are conducted with the dignity and impartiality the public has a right to expect. A representative from the judge's chambers declined to comment. Ken Lorman reporting.
You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Christian relief groups appealing for help in the wake of the USAID funding freeze.
Efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle the government's Agency for International Development have directly affected the ministry of faith-based organizations. Groups large and small are seeking donations to continue life-saving work. One example is World Hope International that writes on X that gifts will ensure clean water, health care, and education for those in need. The agency quotes Proverbs 3:27, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act." Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Access to religious services has been restricted in New York State's prison after National Guard troops were deployed amid a labor strike by corrections officers. The strikes have upended the lives of prison inmates and their families who've been denied access to everything from lawyers to family visits and medical treatment. Around 30 prisons are affected by strikes or picketing. This is SRN News. It's been hard to understand what Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and many other baseball greats would have thought about this.
A computerized system that calls balls and strikes, being tested during Major League Baseball spring training exhibition games this year, and that comes after 4 years of experiments in the minor leagues. The automated ball strike system could potentially be used in the majors as early as next year to help home plate umpires, but not replace them. Starting in 2024, Major League Baseball focused the testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. Jason Walker reporting.
The Yankees has dropped their ban on beards yesterday, some 49 years after it was imposed by owner George Steinbrenner, in a move aimed to improve player recruitment as the team tries to win its first World Series title since 2009. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.